you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, February 8th, 2016. Let me begin by reading a couple favorite passages out of Colossians chapter 3, verses 17, and then also verses 23 and 24. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And verse 23 and 24, very similar. It says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. I'll explain why I led off with that passage on today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, as I'm sure at some point throughout today, Super Bowl conversations will fill the air. I don't think you're going to be able to avoid somebody talking about the commercials, whether their favorite team won, controversial calls, the halftime show, the spectacle of it all. And so let me try to shed a little spiritual insight that I gleaned from two noteworthy players that were a part of the whole festivities. And in fact, you could have probably had your television on for a number of hours. They had many pre-Super Bowl shows and documentaries and favorite halftime shows from the past. I mainly just watched the game and signed Great News Radio thank you notes, built this heater for the garage, and worked on a couple other projects while the TV was on. But as you've probably heard, the Denver Broncos beat the Carolina Panthers 24-10. The Denver Broncos were led by Peyton Manning, who quite possibly might have played in his last NFL game, as rumors are he may retire. But he said something interesting. He was the winning quarterback, and so all the cameras were on him, and he was giving credit to his teammates and the coaches and so forth. And I don't know if Budweiser sponsors him, but he did say after the game he was going to have a number of Budweisers and thank the man upstairs, referencing God. And so I thought that was kind of an interesting combination, having some Budweisers and thanking the man upstairs. But Peyton Manning has been a pretty well-respected athlete and has handled himself well over the many years. But it was interesting. Those were his comments after a Super Bowl win. But I want to give you a perspective of someone else that was also referenced throughout the Super Bowl. It was this year's winner of the Walter Payton Man of the Year NFL honor, and that went to Anquan Boldin. He's a wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. And so what I want to do is play about a 2.5-minute clip of him receiving the award. And they referenced this during the Super Bowl, and I love his perspective, and that's why I opened up with the Colossians passages, because he gives credit to God, his meaning and purpose in life is to serve God, and he does a great shout-out for his wife. And so I lifted this off of YouTube. This is Anquan Boldin receiving the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award for his outstanding service to the community through his foundation, helping children and many people in need. And so here's a little bit of the audio clip.
I am joined on stage by my fellow Man of the Year recipients here tonight, and we are thrilled to welcome to this fraternity the 2015 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year, Anquan Boldin.
Thank you. First off, I would like to thank the NFL and the Payton family, Brittany, Miss Connie, and Jarrett, for voting me in. You know, I've had the chance over the last 2 years to get to know the Payton family. What a great family. I love what they do in the community and how they carry on Walter Payton's legacy. I also like to thank Dan and Joanne of the 49ers for their tireless work in helping me do everything that I'm able to do through my foundation. I know I'm here receiving this award, but there should be a line of people standing alongside of me, because my foundation doesn't work without them. So I like to thank my entire board for everything that they do, all the hours that they put in. And they do it all from the heart. None of them get paid. They do it because that's what they want to do. I like to thank my partner in crime, my backbone, my wife, who's been there since day one, helping me do everything that I need to. You know, I played this game, just finished up my 13th season. And when I first got into the NFL, man, nobody can tell me anything. I was living life. You know, I had achieved my dream of one day making it to the NFL. But I soon realized that's not what life is all about. I realized that my purpose in life wasn't to make it to the NFL and to score touchdowns. God put me on this earth for something much bigger than that. And I realize and understand what my purpose is now. And that's to honor God in everything I do. On the field, off the field. So, you know, it's my prayer, my hope that I can live out the rest of my life honoring God. I can help as many people as possible. And once again, I'd just like to say thank you to the NFL and to the Peyton family for this tremendous honor.
That was Anquan Bolton receiving the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. I love that he gives God the credit, the life lessons. He's made a fortune in the NFL, and he's putting those resources and his gifts and his talents and his influence toward godly things. And I thought, what a great athlete and individual, follower of Jesus. And so this being the post-Super Bowl blues for some of you, or maybe you're enjoying this day as you talk about all those funny commercials or the unique ways things were marketed, from cars to beverages, some interesting Dorito commercials, so snacks, you name it. If you had millions of dollars, you could advertise for 30 or 60 seconds. And so, wow, how America has turned that Super Bowl into, what, one of the most watched events in the world? All right, let me kind of turn on a dime here. As I was home yesterday, picked up my Bible and started reading through the book of Luke, actually just the first three chapters, but I was really intrigued by one portion of Scripture, specifically chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. And so I have a couple songs lined up that fit well with this passage, but let me read it to you. I'll play the songs and then maybe comment on a concept that was pretty overwhelming for me as I thought and pondered on it, and I'll share that with you so you can think about it today. But reading from chapter 2 of Luke, starting at verse 41, and it's entitled in this NIV version of the Bible, The Boy Jesus at the Temple. Every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among the relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple court, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Oh, there's a lot here in this passage. And may these next two songs, I'll play them back to back. They're by the Gaither Vocal Band. The first one, Mary was the first one to carry the gospel, followed by Mary Did You Know, and you'll hear Mark Lowry as one of the featured voices of the Gaither Vocal Band. But that'll set the stage for a little conversation on this, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band, Mary was the first one to carry the gospel.
Mary was the first one to carry the gospel when the angels brought the news of that precious little boy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel, and that news brought joy, sweet joy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel when the angels brought the news of that precious little boy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel, and that news brought joy, sweet joy.
The shepherds watched their flocks by night and nearly fell asleep. Another lonely, quiet night, watching all those sheep, until a choir of holy angels pierced the night with songs of joy. Good news I bring for Christ the King is Mary's baby boy.
Mary was the first one to carry the gospel when the angels brought the news of that precious little boy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel, and that news brought joy, sweet joy.
Hosanna to the highest, and to Christ his only Son. God's glory wrapped in swaddling clothes, the meek and lowly one. This baby boy will change the hearts of all who can believe. What the prophets told has come to pass.
A virgin has conceived. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel when the angels brought the news of that precious little boy. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel, and that news brought joy, sweet joy.
Blind man, Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand. Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels try? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I
am. Oh, classic songs, that Mary Did You Know. I often play that during the Christmas time, but it's a favorite year round. Mark Lowry singing with the Gaither Vocal Band, and the song before that, also the Gaither Vocal Band, Mary was the first one to carry the gospel. Well, if you were tuned in, I did a reading out of Luke chapter 2, and maybe on Wednesday when I have Jason in the studio, I'll launch into this and see what he has to say. But what I was especially struck by as I read this yesterday was a couple things. First, after his parents found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, and it says, listening to them and asking them questions. Now, that was a Jewish tradition where when you hear something taught, you ask a question, and that shows how engaged you were and paying attention, because your question would lead to them asking you another question for you to respond with a question. It's kind of a unique way of conversing, but it shows you're engaged and following along. But it says that he was listening to them and asking questions. And then the next verse, 47, everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and answers. See, he's asking the questions, but they're amazed at his answers. And so that's kind of special. But here's the passage that really got me thinking. Jesus replies to his parents, "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. And then here's an amazing concept. I don't know if you've ever thought about it, but this next verse says, then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. Can you imagine Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, God of very God, being obedient to two human beings, to his parents? Think about it. Jesus Christ, who shed his divinity, came to earth, born of Mary, 100% human and yet still divine, God of very God, and yet obedient to two parents. Wow. I don't know if that strikes you as significant, but I just thought, here is Jesus, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Emmanuel, follows his parents back to Nazareth and was obedient to them. Well, that'll give you something to chew on today. And maybe I'll spring it on Jason, see what he has to say about some of the points in this passage. I love it. Ends up on verse 52, the last verse in chapter 2. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Well, Lord willing, you've started this day in God's Word, or maybe you listened to the Bible on CD, or have tuned in and heard some good Bible teaching and spiritual food to help you make it through the day into the evening, as our prayers that God will fortify you in your faith journey as you tune in and allow Great News Radio to be that companion throughout the day and night. Don't forget about registering for our big event on April 7th. Stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on our 20th birthday link, and there's a registration tab and also our sponsors and special giving tab, as you can see the various businesses and families and folks that are supporting this great event, so it can be offered free of charge for you all. That's greatnewsradio.org. Well, before I close out, let me share a couple new sponsors and some families and supporters of our big event on April 7th, exactly 59 days away. We thank Dyke Corson and Corson Music. They're going to help out with all the sound, setting up speakers, supplying a technician, and making sure you can hear with great clarity the Singing Men, the theater troupe, and Dr. Erwin Lutzer and those that will present on April 7th. So we appreciate Dyke Corson and Corson Music. Doug and Julie Higgins caught the vision, contacted us, and said, hey, we'll have Doug's Compounding Pharmacy out of Paxton as a sponsor. And we said, great. And they're going to be creating some kind of great coupons that they'll have in our 500 gift boxes. We appreciate Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative. Been working with Bob Dickey there. They'll help sponsor our event. Another family said, hey, we want to help support the event. So Rick and Jeanette Rote out of Rantoul, thanks. We appreciate the financial gift. Perry Ford with the Perry Ford Agency, Inc. out of Champaign. He's helping sponsor, along with Tim Grubb and Progressive Propane, Inc. Dan Settlers with the Accounting Plus Tax Solutions, Inc., and Tang Dynasty Restaurant over there at Lincoln Square Mall. They're helping sponsor the evening and also will provide 20% off on anyone that eats there on April 7th, the day of our event. So you'll all get 20% off if you have dinner there. And they're going to submit a 20% off coupon into our gift box. So we appreciate Tang Dynasty Restaurant. We appreciate all the unique ways that God is raising up support for this event and for this radio ministry. And if you or your business wants to assist us, feel free to call us at Great News Radio at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.